hard to believe the year is 2 weeks old already. It sure started on an up note for the folks of the Klamath National Forest. The Yreka-headquartered forest got to strut its stuff in the giant Tournament of Roses parade in Pasadena on New Year's Day. That's the big parade that precedes the Rose Bowl football game. And it was quite a showing, the parade was, for the Klamath, with lots of moving parts and lots of participants, both on two legs and on four. Carrie Green is a public affairs officer with the Klamath National Forest and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Carrie, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, it's good to have you here. How did the Klamath end up in the parade?
Well, we had six of our local Klamath National Forest employees help participate in the all-mule equestrian entry that the U.S. Forest Service participated in the Rose Parade with. And that included four support staff that are professional packers here on the Klamath. And then two of us went down as public relations folks answering questions and greeting parade viewers.
So the float represented the entire U.S. Forest Service, not just the Klamath National Forest?
That's true. Although we are, the Klamath is home to one of the active packing programs with mules that is remaining in the Forest Service these days.
So who decides what the entry should be? I mean, is that made at that Forest Service headquarters or somewhere at the district office? Or was it something that the folks at the Klamath said, hey, could we do this?
Well, actually, the last time that the U.S. Forest Service participated in the Rose Parade was about 10 years ago, and that was in celebration of our centennial. This year, there was a decision to apply to be in the Rose Parade, and it's in celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. And we were there's only three types of entries in the Rose Parade: bands, floats, and equestrian entries. There are only 18 equestrian entries, so it's actually quite competitive. So we fill out an application, it's very competitive, and we were accepted to participate this year.
Wait, so I mean it's capped at 18? There'll be no more than 18 equestrian entries any year?
Correct.
Wow. This
year it was 18.
Uh-huh. That's a fair amount of pressure, I would think.
Yeah.
And so how was the decision made about what the equestrian entry would be based on based on things that go on in the Klamath National Forest now, right?
Yes. Well, the entire Forest Service, we use mules and a packing program to, we use mules to service our wilderness areas and wild areas where, it's just difficult to get in there to do trail work or support wildland firefighters in their mission. So mules are a really important part of our program. And so we wanted to use the opportunity to highlight the mules and what they do. And what's really special and unique about the entry is that these mules are real working animals. I mean, they work in the woods all summer long, and then they paraded down Colorado Boulevard. But, they're working animals.
It's pretty interesting to think of that we're in an age with a lot of wildfire fighting is done from the air. We've still got some seriously ground-based systems, including these mules.
We do, and, we use the mules in conjunction with air support, but there's just some days when helicopters can't fly due to weather conditions, atmospheric conditions, and the mules are still reliable even when the cloud cover or the smoke cover doesn't allow those aircraft to fly.
And why mules and not donkeys or horses or even llamas or alpacas, I guess?
Well, the mules are sturdier when it comes to, walking along a trail in steep conditions, rough conditions. They're bred to be, carry heavy loads, and it's just they're the most suitable animal for the job.
Carrie Green's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, public affairs officer with the Klamath National Forest. We're talking about the entry that the Klamath National Forest participated in, the Forest Service entry at the Rose Parade in Pasadena on New Year's Day. Join us on the exchange with questions or comments, 800-838-3760 around and about the region, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So where are the mules generally based, this particular set that you brought with you to Pasadena?
So the particular set that came to Pasadena actually came from the Inyo National Forest and the Shasta Trinity National Forest.
Ah, okay. And so how are the decisions made about what pieces to bring and what personnel to bring to the Rose Parade? You mentioned six people and how many mules?
So we had about 15 mules that were there, and the decision was made mostly by the organizers. The packer, the gentleman that did most of the organizing of the mules, was a gentleman named Michael Morse, and he works at the Pack Fox Center for Excellence, which is on the Inyo National Forest. He and Lee Roser, who are both professional packers on the Inyo, And then another gentleman named Ken Graves off the Shasta Trinity National Forest based out of Redding. They were the main coordinators. And then, of course, we had four support staff who work daily with mules on the Klamath that went down as drivers, animal caretakers, and pack stock support staff. And it really was based on availability and also the skills. One thing to remember is there's only 10 packers and 150 mules across the forest in California today, whereas in the early 1900s, there were 100 packers and 2,000. So it's a smaller program than it once was.
So 150 mules now, you say, across the state of California?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, it's still surprisingly high, I think, for some people.
Yeah.
To know that there's still many. So describe the entry, Carrie. I mean, it was an equestrian entry, but what were the components? I mean, in addition to the mules, I mean, what were the people doing? What were the mules pulling? That sort of thing.
So there were three strings of mules, one to represent the 50th anniversary of the wilderness, one to represent the ranger legacy, and one to represent wildland fire. There was also a wagon being pulled by a couple of mules, and the chief of the U.S. Forest Service, as well as the regional forester, Smokey Bear, and a gentleman dressed in a historic ranger uniform were riding on that wagon. And then we also had 20 firefighters that were walking alongside of the entry, and they were there to represent, the frontline firefighters that support the wildfires across California.
It must be nice for the firefighters to get to appear in daylight and not have to be looking all grubby and have shovels and stuff around them.
I think they were probably a little bit out of their element walking down Colorado Ave.
Probably. So how long a parade route is it? I mean, I know it's a big deal and it's televised and everything, but how early do people have to get out there in the morning? How long are they walking? All that.
It's about, I think it's about 2 miles, and they had to get up quite early. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a 5.5 mile walk. It takes about 2 hours, and they had to get up very, very early. I want to say it was about 3 or 4 in the morning when they had to show up under an overpass. To line up and stage to go out on the boulevard there. And it was a very early morning. I don't think they got much sleep. I know that the animal caretakers were day and night caring for those animals and getting them ready to go, working with them. And it was a very, very early morning.
And how did the animals behave? I know that we get the phrase stubborn as a mule for a good reason.
They did great. They did great.
Now, I understand the activities in Pasadena were not just confined to the parade. You also had some other presence set up there for the Forest Service?
Yeah, there's a great program called Equest Fest, and that's on December 29th before the parade, and that's where all of the equestrian entries get to actually showcase who they are and what they do. And we participated in that along with the Budweiser Clydesdales, the Marine Corps Color Guard, the Hawaii Pa'u Riders. We got to strut our stuff and do some demonstrations at the Equest Fest, which was a great experience. There's also an event called Decorating Places, and that's where the thousands of volunteers actually show up to glue all the roses and elements to the floats that you see on TV. And we had a booth there where we talked to folks about wilderness and also the mule program. And Smokey Bear and fire prevention. And then after the parade, parade viewers can go, the floats are parked, and parade viewers can go and walk up to the floats and look at them up close for a couple of days. And we also had a booth there where we talked to folks, had pictures of the mules. We had local fire crews and fire engines from the Angeles National Forest. We talked to folks about the San Gabriel Mountains National Monument, as well as fire prevention and wilderness.
It's interesting hearing about you rubbing shoulders with the Budweiser Clydesdales. On the same stage, the Budweiser Clydesdales and the Forest Service mules. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in talking about setting up things like the booth in addition to the parade entry, I mean, it sounds like a lot of work for a fair number of people. So it sounds like these are fairly long days.
Yeah, it was quite a big logistical effort to get, a team of folks down there, making sure everybody was clued into what was going on you know, keep in mind, a lot of us work in really rural places, you know, in the forest. And so to go to this major metropolitan area to try to, you know, bring a little bit of the forest to the 750,000 folks that are there viewing the parade and show them what we do and what we're about and all the really neat places in California and across the country where they can go to recreate.
Wow, 750,000 people at that parade. That is a big parade.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Green's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's a public affairs officer with the Klamath National Forest. We're talking about the Klamath National Forest taking part in the overall Forest Service entry in the Rose Festival Parade down in Pasadena back on New Year's Day. Quite an entry with the mules and stuff. So you did have a booth set up to give information to the public. Tell us about some of the encounters that that they had with visitors to the booth. What kinds of things were they looking for in the way of information, or what kinds of things did they say to you?
People were really impressed. They were, you know, they recognized Smokey Bear, of course. They were happy to see him. They, you know, we got a lot of good, you know, good job, and very interested in, you know, seeing the Forest Service participate in the parade, which was really nice. And of course, the Angeles just recently designated a portion of their forest a national monument, the San Gabriel Mountain National Monument. So there were a lot of questions about that process. We handed a lot of information out about that. Mostly just a lot of goodwill and good public relations for the U.S. Forest Service.
As busy as all you Forest Service folks were, did you really get a chance to do much in the way of sightseeing or just hanging around Southern California?
No, but I did meet a lot of parade viewers.
And did anybody from the Klamath National Forest crew get to see the Rose Bowl?
I don't think so. Like I said, we had about, six of us there total. Two of those four actually walked the parade route with the mules. They were kind of on, you know, like you said, stubborn as a mule in case anything did go wrong. We did have a few handlers walking alongside the animals. So they did get to walk the route, as far as I know, once the animals were done walking the parade, the caretakers were right back at grooming them and getting them ready to go, and the mules went back to the forest pretty soon after. In fact, everybody I think took a nap because they had been up so late or early that morning of the parade, and then they got on the road pretty quickly the next day because they're working mules. They had to get back to the forest and go back to work.
The logistics just boggle the mind. I mean, particularly the complexity of having the mules there, because you have to find places to keep them for the night in congested Southern California, where there are a lot more people than animals, for sure. And so who gets to oversee all this? Who is in charge of the whole operation?
Well, there was a woman from our regional office, which is based on Mare Island in Vallejo, and Terry Silvis is her name, and she is a public uses staff officer, so she manages things like recreation, wilderness programs for the region, for California. She was in charge of the whole operation, but of course there were folks that bore responsibility for different little pieces. Like I said, the packer from the Inyo, Michael Morse, he was in charge of just the mules and getting those folks situated and together, which was really quite a big operation. We had one gentleman who was in charge of news media and public relations. His name is Stanton Florea, and he is also out of our regional office. We had one gentleman that was just in charge of ground support, you know, driving people around, picking up VIPs and dropping them off, making sure that the chief of the Forest Service got to where he needed to be so that he could be on the wagon and participate in the parade. So really there was a lot of moving parts and a lot of staff, and we came together from across the region, you know, employees from the Klamath National Forest, which is located here at the top of the state, to employees from the Angeles National Forest, which is all the way down in Southern California.
So as much as you had to keep your nose to the grindstone and keep focused on tasks, I mean, did you ever get a chance to look up yourself, Carrie, or just kind of take it all in and go, wow, or whatever the response might have been?
Yeah, I have to admit that, during decorating places, which is where the floats are being decorated, I was really impressed with the amount of material that goes onto those floats, you know, the flowers and fruit and dry materials and seeds and beans and everything that are, you know, glued onto these gigantic armatures to create the floats that you see in the Rose Parade. I thought that was, and the volunteers, you know, that were there putting those together, that was pretty amazing.
Now, you said it was the first time in a while there'd been an entry like this in the Rose Parade from the Forest Service. Is it likely to happen again next year, or is that the kind of thing you'll wait a few years before the Forest Service does it again?
Probably wait a few years until we're celebrating another big anniversary.
Ah, so we got the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act behind us, and no big anniversary at this point coming up. Who got to be in the Smokey Bear costume, and how kind was the weather to that person?
So there was two people. Smokey always has an escort. A uniformed Forest Service employee always accompanies Smokey. And the person that accompanied Smokey was the Wilderness Program Manager for the region. Her name is Christina Boston. And then the gal that was actually inside the Smokey costume was an employee from the Inyo National Forest. And she was specially selected because she has experience of being Smokey around mules.
Ah, that's an important factor. You want to make sure that Smokey doesn't spook the mules, is that right?
Exactly, and also riding on that wagon, it sits and starts, and wearing the costume is one thing, but wearing the costume around pack stock is another added complication.
All in all, was it a really good experience for you?
I think it was a really positive experience. I think that we did pretty well. Hopefully that folks were able to see us. And see the mules, and you know that we were celebrating this Wilderness 50th anniversary, volunteers and the Ranger legacy, and of course our wildland firefighters.
Sure, a lot to take in at any Rose Festival parade, but the Klamath National Forest was one of several national forests represented by the Forest Service equestrian entry with all those mules. Carrie Green is a public affairs officer with the Klamath National Forest. Carrie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, good to have you.